This is Tiny Table 3. Welcome back. We are at episode 24.
Welcome 24.
Right?
Yeah.
24.
24, yeah. We're almost to
I'm glad
someone's keeping track.
Quarter of a century if we were talking about years. This week we have Naked Wrestling, and it is we're going to be talking about if we believe that there's aliens on Earth, or and if there are, where are they, and why are they sticking things up Milo's butt?
I know what.
Weekly wrap up is talking about the return of the Muppets.
Yay!
Muppet Dance. Iron Giant is celebrating its Blu-ray release with a cinema thingy, whatever.
You're just killing it.
And we're talking about Hayden Christensen's possible cameo or part in a Star Wars movie. Right Game is talking about the Dark Tower and has a new segment that will be featuring on tinytable3.com, which is new this week, which will be the Dust Off. And so this is the first part of that where we're talking about old board games. And
I'm old. You can dust me off.
And
is that sexing?
No, unfortunately.
And then your mediocre advice from a decent human being is about catcalls and why they don't work, so go fuck yourself. No, I'm just kidding.
Dang.
I have to do the catcall.
That's true. You're going home with your hand tonight. Mm. And then we have our final words. So
I go home with both my hands every night. They don't detach.
Don't tell me about your personal life, dude.
No, I admit they're on my body. You can't get rid of them.
Are you double dating?
That's
fuck
gross.
You guys.
Taco burrito.
Skeet.
Taco flavored kisses for my band. All right. So this is Cloud City. I'm at geek_is_in.
And this is Small Stack. I'm at Small Stack. That is my Twitter handle. And very soon you'll be able to find me at tinytable3.com.
And yay. This is Milo, and I'm at Milito's Guitar. And what I meant was my hands are attached to my body.
No backing up, dude.
You can't not go home with any part of your body.
In your pants.
So welcome to Tiny Table 3. We are going to learn about the names of each hand Milo dates later on in this episode.
Yeah, I'm not shaking your hand here, Morgan.
All right, let's do this shit.
That part of
how many times do I have to threaten death upon you?
Let's do this.
Kill you.
Is that what you're saying about putting your ass on?
I don't know what you're talking about. Now you're just talking strange, man.
I don't think so.
Yep, I think so.
Are we starting?
Yeah.
He's talking about touching his ass and stuff.
With a gerbil?
I made that joke like 3 weeks ago.
That joke before you made that joke.
Why are we borrowing our jokes from like 2000?
We're doing a flashback episode where all the jokes are from at least 6 years.
I think the secret word is gerbil.
Wait, what sound? What sound does a pubic hair make when it lands? I'm borrowing that joke from 3 episodes ago. It's flashback. It's flashback. Monday.
Don't hate the joke. Hate the game or something. I don't know. Tiny Table 3.
Yeah, I have nothing to add to that fucking conversation.
Tiny Table 3.
Welcome back, everybody, from Brazil and other places.
Yeah, no one likes us from the colder climates, but everyone in the South seems to like us. Going south.
Come on, colder climates. I'll keep you warm.
You know,
we had
quite a few new Canadian listeners, which is
I love Canadians.
And a bunch of new Japanese listeners.
I love Japanese people, too. That's awesome.
But Brazil blew up. I have no idea why the Brazilians like us. All of a sudden. They didn't like us before, but now they like us.
It's because we have very nice asses and we bleach our assholes.
I don't do any of those things. I do not condone any bleaching of ass.
I could neither confirm nor deny
the bleaching of the
bleaching of the buttholes.
Anus. So this week.
So we want to get started with our Naked Wrestling segment?
Let's do it.
Okay, so Naked Wrestling, if you are new to the Tiny Table 3 broadcast podcast broadcast.
Come back.
We start all every episode with a nerd argument known as Naked Wrestling. Those uncomfortable conversations that nerds have when they've had a few too many.
Yep. I've had a few too many.
It did. Dirty Squirrel. I haven't done Dirty Squirrel in a long time.
I know.
It's a flashback Monday.
It is.
Dirty Squirrel. Pubic hair jokes. Gerbils. So our Naked Wrestling topic for today is more of a science question, because
this is deep, guys. Get ready for it. It's deep. It's philosophical.
Well, we had news from NASA today that they found liquid water, or rather it was yesterday maybe, but they found liquid water on Mars. So
they
if
found
you have
evidence, I don't think they've
evidence
actually
seen of
it.
Yes of liquid
well, it's
water.
It's definitive evidence, I guess.
So, yeah. So where there is water, salty liquid water. I don't even write the joke, but I know if there's salty liquid, then life is coming soon. Wow,
gross.
That's a good start.
Squirt, squirt.
First off, you're supposed to say skeet, skeet, because then white people don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I know not of the skeet. What is the skeet thing?
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious. I've never heard that term.
Oh. Totally proves that white people don't know what it means.
Oh, skeet, skeet, motherfucker.
Okay, so you know Little John.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so when you say that, you're supposed to go, yeah, or okay. You know, he used to say, ah, skeet, skeet, or skeet, skeet, motherfucker, or something. It always pertained to some girl, and I didn't know what it meant for a while because it was kind of like his thing, I guess, sort of. I guess it was a term that people use. But it basically means
squirt,
the hand
squirt
gesture.
Got it.
Of yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Look at the blood, you know?
No need to explain further.
But we'll keep going.
100% covered on that.
We will keep going.
Splooge.
Got it. I understand.
I'm just surprised you really didn't know what it means. Oh, what? That sounded more like a cork gun.
I'm an older man. I don't skeet skeet, apparently.
We're learning certain, so much about stats
at a certain age, you can no longer skeet skeet, apparently. Man of a certain age. Oh, no, I think it actually is still functioning. Never mind. Let's go on. So Naked Wrestling for the week is, if there were aliens visiting the planet, and as some people claim, where are they? If we are actually being visited by mm-hmm. extraterrestrial life, intelligent life, wouldn't we know? Where are they hiding?
They're at Apple.
Why are they just visiting men in cornfields in Iowa at 3 a.m. and then probing their butt and then putting them back?
Because they like it.
Then they're probably in the Republican Party.
What?
They're all like, how far can we stick something up someone's butt before they get upset? Not very far. Republicans.
I mean, I think we learned a lot more.
I don't know why.
Not sure if I understand that, but okay.
I think that we learned a lot more from Men in Black than people want to consider.
Well, there's
did you really think there's like a secret government society that has
oh yeah.
Wow. You're a conspiracy person? Do you really believe?
I believe. Do 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 do.
I would think. I actually don't think.
Show's coming back.
I don't think aliens so are here, because
I don't buy it for a second.
I think they're probably.
You seen that dude on Ancient Aliens?
I think they're probably either running Coca-Cola or Apple.
Okay, maybe they are here.
Because then they just sit back. They make millions of money. Apple's probably the biggest one because you literally only have to add like one feature to your device and people will buy it.
But what?
No, that's just stupid humans.
Exactly. So that's really smart aliens.
That's a smart human versus a stupid human.
I don't understand
human.
Why if you want to learn about humans, why you'd go through the butt.
Why you'd go through the butt?
Yeah, because, why go through that hole?
I think
because maybe they don't really well. Here's the thing, you know, aliens might all be they might all have gender reproductive organs that need to go into some level of a hole that has like shit in it or something. You know, what I'm saying is maybe they don't understand that the cow tongue situation is.
Starting to get to regret this conversation.
I think because like
naked wrestling
scientists look at,
but
poop.
Maybe they kind of that doesn't compute. Only holes compute.
I can't.
And
whatever you're saying does not compute with me. Well, when I was young, we went to a thing in the mountains.
When he was young?
When I was born in 1964.
You're older than I am? I
haven't said that in a while. We went to a mountain thing, and they made us look through owl poop.
Okay.
And then you could pull out bones and stuff.
And you found
rat bones.
You
and
found
stuff
aliens
like that.
In there.
So I'm just saying, maybe they're trying to look for rat bones in our poop.
Why do they need to look for rat bones?
Wow, God, this conversation sucks. This is. This is
so I don't know. I'm just saying, you can learn a lot from people's poop.
Let me. You know,
it's that's true.
Okay.
That
I
is
got you.
That is fact.
No, he's got a point now. Man, you just defended.
When I got really sick, the butt. And I had to go to the hospital theorem. Because 3 days I was like,
I'm
going to
call it that. It's called through the butt theorem.
When I was sick for 3 days, they make you shit in a box and then send it back to them.
That's great.
I'm not afraid to admit it because everyone shit in a box and sent it back to a doctor.
What was it labeled?
It was labeled. I'm not gonna say it.
Okay.
That's a funny joke that only one person would get. It's me.
Okay. Well, let me be clear. I do believe there are aliens. I think there's no doubt that the universe is large enough and there has to be somewhere out there. There has to be aliens out there. I just don't think they're visiting. You can look at.
So, do you think they're in another galaxy completely?
Yeah.
Because if you have the technology to visit other, you really want to visit someone who's just not as smart as you.
I just think it'd be too hard to get here. I mean, the closest star is like 20. Well, I mean, it's not fair. It's like 4 or 5 light years away.
Well, even if they discovered a way,
that means you've got to travel in space at the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second, for 4 years. Who could do that? You can't do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is if they have found a way to travel to Earth from that distance, they're probably not really going to bother traveling to Earth because we haven't even discovered that. So
well,
why would they care?
If they did, they would have technology that could easily wipe us out.
Totally.
We don't
or
want to come
take
in
over.
Here. We don't want to come in here.
Unless they've gotten
do
so
you think
advanced.
That they're, do you think that maybe they're just kind of like a mirror of us? Like they're human... noid or human?
Well, they could be.
I mean, do you buy into the whole, you know, kind
they
of crony head
no.
or
no.
you know,
no.
gray-skinned
they would
big
reflect
eyes?
Their environment.
I think so too. I think that we make them look like that because that's convenient for us. Yeah, they wouldn't look like us.
But do you think they would look more like us?
No.
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 They look like whatever look their like? Environment constitutes they look like.
They're going to look like bugs.
But then they're just bugs.
Big, scary bugs.
Really?
Well, they'd be smart.
Can they talk?
Sure. Well, if they're flying spacecraft,
that doesn't necessarily mean
coordinate.
They have
do you
the
think
capability
that they,
for speech.
Do you think that they communicate through telepathy?
They could. Yeah, they could do that. Yeah, or through their butts.
Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
They're trying to talk to us.
They're pulling the string with the cup. They're not getting anything. There's no butt
talk. I don't know
talk.
What it is. They won't talk back.
They're
I've been
so
yelling
rude.
At them for a couple hours. Jeez.
Maybe they saw an episode of, or maybe they saw When Nature Calls, Ace Ventura.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, they talk through their butts.
Asshole, mia.
It's entirely possible, but I mean, you can look up Drake's equation, which is this sign.
Started from the bottom, now here.
This sign, what?
Drake.
Oh my God! Jesus.
Milo, go outside and kill yourself.
I don't like Drake, but that was something I couldn't.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Okay. They did start from the bottom. Now they're here.
I got you. But there's this theory about the likelihood of encountering intelligent life, and there's everything in it from there has to be a planet that evolves at a certain pace like ours that achieves a perfect environment to sustain life. It's got to be just far enough in the Goldilocks zone from a star so it doesn't either freeze or burn, and then it has to develop intelligent life on the same trajectory that we do. I mean, if you just go back a few hundred years, we don't have any we have intelligence, but we don't have any way of communicating or travel. But you would have to have a planet that, who knows, there might have been spaceships in intelligent life, but it could have happened, a billion years ago, and they all died out by now. They just didn't happen to form at the same time we did. So
I mean, but what makes you think that they would even be smarter than us?
Well, if they can travel here and the distance that, then they would, they'd be scared.
They would have to be smarter than
what
us.
If they are, what if they're,
Well, I don't know. You got a point. They could be, Well, it depends on what you think smart is.
Yeah, what if they're just really good at travel and that's it?
Yeah.
And then they're not smart once they arrive. Or what if they're in hiding and so, and maybe they're technologically advanced enough to be found if they came out of the woodwork?
I don't think they're here.
And furthermore, I think that our planet is quite lovely. So if they could.
That's true.
I think that they would come
here.
Yeah,
but you also got the whole, it's kind of like the War of the Worlds thing where immune systems and stuff are very real.
Well, that was my deal. Like, if they showed up, imagine all the shit that Europe brought to the Americas, like, you know, in the 15th century, and how many people that killed. That killed like 80% of the population. If an alien showed up and they brought some shit here, you know, jacked up.
Oh, my God. Maybe they already did, and that's why we had, like, the Black Plague.
Maybe.
But
they've proven that's
from also
rats.
Could their immune systems put up with Taco Bell?
No.
My immune system can't put up with Taco Bell.
Noggles, yes, but not Taco Bell.
Mm.
Noggles.
Del Taco, probably.
Del Taco.
Honestly, I think that that's what this is why it's such an interesting conversation that can just never be summed up. Is we're all so clueless.
I just don't think they've been here though, because I mean, like the whole ancient alien thing. This idea that somehow that aliens are visited, they visit us like thousands of years ago, and they built the pyramids. And you get those guys going, those pyramids, man, they're like so complicated. No human being 4,000 years ago could have made those. It's impossible. It had to be an alien. I'm like, dude, we could cut rocks 4,000 years ago. We had math and we could cut rocks. Now, if you dig an iPad that's 4,000 years out of the sand, then you can go, oh, look. Then I'll be like, oh, shit.
But
must have been aliens.
But their math, their understanding of astrology and a lot of other things was really, really advanced. And then it was almost lost for years.
Well, the thing is, you got to think about it.
What'd I say?
Astrology. Astrology is like, hey, I'm a Pisces.
Not that one. Astronomy.
Pretty sexy.
Sorry. No, but their knowledge of that stuff was very strong during those eras. And then it kind of went away. So it is kind of...
No, it never went away.
I think it's an insult to like the Egyptians, you know, the ancient world saying, well, you guys couldn't have done that. It must have been some dude from a planet that gave you that stuff.
But what if somebody just came and like was like,
you look at people now and yeah, probably most people don't know how to do a lot of high level math in their head. But back then you didn't have computers. You didn't have all that shit. So you spend all day like, how do I build a fucking pyramid? Well, I ain't got nothing else to do all day because
exactly.
There's no TV.
Right.
So I'm going to learn how to build a pyramid. Nowadays, you're like, how am I going to build this pyramid? Candy Crush. Like, you just don't pay attention. So, I mean, back then, you had to figure it out. Now you don't really have to figure it out.
I'm going
to
say something really offensive. And have you seen some of these old monuments? They're not that great. People are like, oh, it's so amazing. They cut the stone so perfectly. Not really. No, they're kind of shitty looking.
Wear and tear, but it's not a new model, man.
They're not. It doesn't look like a fucking iPhone. No, iPhones look impressive, man.
That's true.
Those things are tight. But I mean, some of that stuff
is a little.
Plus,
janky.
There's a pyramid in Egypt. I know that's sinking. If an alien built it, he did a shitty job.
Well, that's the Earth's fault.
And they're all like, we don't know what the pyramids really meant. And I'm like, nah, you kind of know what they meant because they find bodies inside all the time.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah,
they're
tombs.
Yeah, and they can read the hieroglyphics too.
And also they're all like, well, why are they set at a certain thing and they're so perfectly aligned with the stars? I'm like, because you fucking could see the stars.
Yes,
and
exactly.
It's just what you did.
That's
all
one
day.
Thing the ancient world would have had way more knowledge than us is astronomy.
Plus, so, you had to find your way with that. You didn't have GPS.
So ultimately, none of us really think that there's aliens here.
There are aliens. I just don't think they're here. I think if they were here, we'd be fucked. I think we would all be
I think there's other life forms. I think that they would be very insulted to be called aliens. And we
undocumented
whole,
travelers.
Yes, we'd have a whole conversation
Donald
about
Trump
that.
Has got a problem with them.
He's going to build a space wall.
And I think I'm only going to say this, but then we'll have to move on. Next week, I would like to talk about dinosaurs.
I would too, actually. I don't think
you want to enter that ring with me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready. I love those. So round the table really quickly. Tell us, do you think that aliens are visiting us? They're just keeping it very quiet.
Unless they own a big corporation where, again, they can sell stuff without adding anything to it, then that's an alien. But other than
there's
that,
a possibility for you.
There's a possibility of a giant corporation.
Oh,
I believe that they have attempted to come to Earth, and there is somebody, and they're like specimens in a lab.
Okay.
But I don't think that they're alive, because I think that our environment was probably too different.
So maybe there was like a crash landed alien, mm-hmm. and the government picked them up. Mm-hmm. Area 51
Roswell.
Action.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Roswell.
All right. Yeah, I'm a skeptic. I don't think so.
You're Agent Mulder?
No, it's Scully.
Scully was a skeptic?
Yeah, Mulder is.
Yeah, Mulder believes.
Yeah, he believes.
I don't remember that.
Okay, so...
Dax, wait, what was your answer?
Oh, I said, no, I don't buy it. I think there are aliens. I just don't think they're visiting. I really mm-hmm. don't. And I think all the government conspiracy stuff doesn't hold truth.
Do you think they'll ever visit?
Hopefully not while I'm still alive.
All right.
I think if they showed up, we would know. I think it would be like, shit.
Yeah.
What about UFO sightings?
I think there would be any questions. I think there's all kind of, I think there's stuff that we don't understand. I think there's all kinds of astrological anomaly and phenomenon that takes place, you know, ball lightning. We just mm-hmm. see stuff. We want to see stuff.
That's true.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm this is just my position, and I'll just shut up now cuz everyone's going to give me hell.
I believe in the Loch Ness monster.
Cuz I know in Mexico and Brazil they love that shit.
Loch Ness monster is, I think, catfish. We can get into that next time.
All right.
Yeah, we're doing Monsters and Dinosaurs next week. Tune nice. In to episode 25 for Monsters and Dinosaurs. Okay. Woo! So, man, we got a good weekly wrap-up this week. There's some good shit.
Yeah.
Let's start with Muppets.
I liked it a lot.
What'd you guys think?
I enjoyed it. I thought that it was really funny, and I was... As an adult who grew up with the Muppets, I really liked the adult humor, and I thought that it was vague enough to be okay.
No, I really liked it. Yeah. Chance, one of my friends is going to be writing for us, by the way. He's going to be doing hopefully an article too for us. He's an RPG expert on our website
nice.
Beginning next week. He posted a little bit up on there and saying that he, and with the same sense that I felt, it was, there were moments where I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because it has that same silly Muppet.
Well,
yeah.
So I talked to a friend before I saw it, and he was like, it was fine. It lost. It didn't have that Muppets charm. And I think what he was talking about was the jokes. And I was just like, but that's part of they're adults.
That's the Muppets.
They're
yeah.
adults. Yeah. They're not. They themselves, the Muppets, are not children. They have jobs.
Yeah.
They are adults in a human world.
The funniest thing, the thing I liked the most was the Fozzie Bear subplot.
Oh my God, that was my favorite.
The subplot with the dating.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh my God, that was so. Funny.
That is racist, sir.
Yeah. All right, that will not stand. Like, he just gets so mad. I thought that was great. I also really liked when Denise was like, tell me what you want. He's like, I'll tell you what I want. I want an ice cream. I can't move. Go get it for me. I was just like, oh, that's awesome. Like, it was just, Kermit was great. I thought Kermit was great.
Yeah.
Oh, I did too.
I think it held true to being like a Muppet show, and the only thing I didn't really was crazy about was like the music thing at the end.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
That was kind of weird.
That was terrible.
Maybe just because it's Imagine Dragons.
No, I think it would have been
the idea of it. Because they're playing off the Late Show thing.
Yeah, but if they had like an actual musical guest.
But the way in which they did it did end weird.
It ended weird. Yeah, it didn't feel like the end.
It didn't. I was like, wait, that's it. I rewound it because I watched it on DVR because I had to wait until I went over to my parents' house to check it out. And so they had DVR'd it and I was just like, I got to wait, did I miss something? Like, I thought maybe I'd, you know, gotten up. Or stopped paying attention. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was weird.
They're playing off of the idea. Like, I mean, you see the late shows. They always end, like, the band plays and the credits roll. And they it was just awkward the way they did it.
It was so awkward. Because all of a sudden, because there's that scene with Kermit and the guy from Dancing with the Stars or whatever. And then all of a sudden, they're at music. Like, there was no wrap up with any of that, really.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they're at the musical part and then they're rolling credits.
That was also awesome how they got him to do the... Tom Bergeron?
Yeah, that was really funny
was
with
funny.
Him.
Oh my God,
I'm not in the elevator yet.
Yeah.
I'll still do it, though.
I'll still do it.
Yeah, that was a great running joke.
That was great. And that guy for doing it was really funny.
Anyone telling me was bumped? No, but I figured it out.
And I liked all the traditional Muppet jokes. I mean, I liked the whole, I liked the rats, you know, Rizzo and like,
yeah.
Just the, and I love Pepe, you know, I thought
Pepe was
it was just
funny.
Super silly.
Fozzie yeah. with his shitty jokes. It, like, yeah. He gets to be like
the
warm
old
up.
And sit in the front.
Oh, yep. God, I love yeah. those guys. Those are, I think those are two of my favorite Muppets.
I thought it was great. I thought it was, if you read the article that we posted up there, there's like this, well, it's the Million Moms group. It's like
yeah.
most family, like, assholes. But I mean, they were calling the Muppets perverted. Like, this was a perverted, and then they were complaining that Miss Piggy came out as like pro-choice. But I
mean, and they've always done adult jokes.
They have, yeah.
So it's not really.
I think that it's just that people have panties in a twist about adult jokes, but also our adult jokes now. When you look at Muppets, then it's. You know, the progression of what is allowed on TV.
Right.
So if you're like kind of going back and seeing it, you're like, they were not at all like this, but they were. It was just they were at that time.
Yeah.
And so they're now that
if you want
same
family
character.
Friendly, go see Sesame Street Muppets.
Totally.
Right.
Those.
Yeah.
And even they say some stuff sometimes.
Sometimes yep. they do.
No, your kids are perfectly safe while watching the Muppet Show.
I think, yeah.
so. I think so. Do you guys think the show's got some staying power?
I hope so. I
yeah.
love it.
I enjoyed the first episode being a pilot. Also, keep in mind that it is a first episode.
Yeah.
So I think it's got a good like setup, like Kermit checking how fat he is and stuff.
That was great.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be fun. I mean, all the characters are already developed. You don't need to run a whole like... Who are these people?
Oh, my God. You know what was really great, too, was Kermit talking about how he thought, you know, Miss P's, like, personality was, like, mysterious and kind of sexy. And he's all like, and now that we're not dating, she's a lunatic.
That like, was great.
I loved that. And I was, at first, I was really apprehensive, too. I loved the marketing behind having them break up. But I was hoping they'd come back together before the show started so that they would be together, because that's how we know them. But after having seen the first episode, I really liked how they actually ended up playing it into it. And I think that there's still a lot of like mutual respect and love between them that won't go away. But it's just fun to have him play on the conversation of like not being with her.
Yeah, that's a good... I think it's a good start.
Yeah, and it's the type of show that it's just... I mean, don't take it too seriously. It's freaking Muppets. Just relax and have fun. I thought it was great perfect for that. The other thing this week is you guys are actually going to go do this.
Yeah.
They're doing a... Well, it's a limited release in the theaters celebrating
the Blu-ray release
of Iron Giant.
With a couple of scenes that we have not seen before.
Yeah, and an Iron Giant has its faithful... And it comes to that film.
Superman. I can't. Dude, I can't. It makes me cry every time. I'm going to cry in the theater.
We're going to go. I mean, I think it flopped at the box office.
Well, I was reading an interview with Brad Bird, who was talking about his experience and what a mess it was when they developed the film. Just not the film was great, but they just screwed up the marketing going into it. They got cold feet and they rolled it out too slow. And then when they were getting the test audiences, it looked good. They just couldn't fill theaters when it was released. And a movie like that needs word of mouth.
Yeah.
To be able to carry on. And it didn't have that. They were talking about theaters that when they first released it, they would be like only like a third full, like almost empty theaters. But the people that were in the theaters, when the movie would end, they'd all stand up and clap.
It's yeah. it's such
but
a
it just
brilliant
didn't have
movie.
That. But it's took on a life of its own, you know, via DVD and then Blu-ray. So
yeah.
thank goodness.
Yeah, I really liked it, especially since it's different from a lot of animated films. He has all these weapons and obviously he's an alien, but why was he sent here in the first place? So it's got like a cool, like, well, he was sent here and... Now he kind of doesn't want to... Whatever he was sent here for, you're kind of left in the dark about, which was kind of cool. Like, normally in a lot of kids' movies like that, they try to explain, like, oh, he was bad, but now he's good. And that one, you're kind of like, dude, this guy was probably freaking evil when he got here.
Well, they have...
And
like,
then...
I mean, there's the conversation between, like, you know, the giant and... what's the kid's name?
Hogarth.
Hogarth, yeah. That's Hogarth. It. About... like death, you know?
Yeah, they have real conversations. It's a real relationship that's built between these two characters. It's not a childish relationship, but it's a relationship that children could share. If that makes sense. Like, it wasn't like a baby relationship, like, I love this little puppy, but it's more like something very substantial, but that children could actually have those. They would have those because of what he was going through, like what the boy character is going through and how lonely he feels. Like, you latch on to something in that kind of profound way. I think.
Yeah. And then the theme of the Cold War thing was kind of pretty deep for it being like the whole motivation behind the CIA guy.
Yeah. It's kind of like this, like the whole question of like, again, like we talked a little bit about AI, but the question of whether a robot can have like a soul.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I mean,
he wasn't
the giant
robot, man. He was a real person.
Well, I mean,
he's an alien.
He learns love, right? I mean, he sacrifices himself for these people.
We can't talk about that part. I can't. Oh, God.
You are who you choose to be. Choose.
You stay. No follow. No following.
It's so pretty
good.
Awesome.
It's so good.
But then he's cool at the end. Come on. They kind of give you
they
a little
They need to make
life.
Another one.
They said they were, like, thinking about it.
Yeah.
But
hopefully with
animation
the Blu-ray
is
kind of
tough to come by nowadays.
Well, that film, I mean, what year was that? Was it like 96 or?
I don't remember.
Maybe
exactly.
A little bit earlier than that, maybe.
Though I do remember it being surrounded by a lot of other animateds that just were so bubbly.
Right.
It really had a very different sentiment than anything else that was going on. But there was one that came out at the time that was almost like it touched on maybe like a robot or something like that. Mm. But it was not dark the way Iron Giant was. So I think it might also took away from
but
it.
But I don't think Iron Giant was really dark per se. I mean,
it's
it has
dark
some
compared
dark
to
themes.
Very, yeah, it's very just heavy, serious
but
themes.
I didn't think
but
it was ever
it was
dark.
Right on the tail end where you were getting the decline of the animated film.
Yeah.
And you're starting to get computer-generated films coming up. And
but, I mean, Warner Brothers is still pretty good on the animation thing because they do a lot of their shows.
Sure, yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah, but I'm glad it's got a second life. You know, that
I'm
going to
get it on Blu-ray, so.
Oh, I am too, for sure.
I'm going to get it before you just so I can win.
No, you're not. Well, you're going to see it on Wednesday night, right?
Yeah, Wednesday at 7.
It'll be really fun, though, to see it in a big theater again. And
yeah, because I don't remember seeing it in the theater. Packed. I remember seeing it at DVD.
Okay, well, we'll have fun crying in the theater, guys.
I'm totally going to cry.
Probably will cry. Okay. I'll just have something in my eye.
Okay, this next story will make you cry if that one didn't make you cry.
Oh, no, oh, I can't. God. You guys are already on the brink.
I saw this in USA Today. And we mentioned this last week, but that Hayden Christensen is rumored to be...
I heard about this.
Being recruited to play a part in episode 8.
Okay, let me tell you guys something about Hayden Christensen.
Is he even, like, employed anymore?
Yeah, there's actually a movie coming out with him in it.
Did he go to acting school?
It's called Why Did I Make Those Shitty Movies?
No. Okay.
The documentary.
Hayden Christensen.
Uh-oh, Claudia's coming out swinging with the defense gloves.
Hayden Christensen.
I want to hear this.
He did do a movie before Star Wars that was very, very, very good, very dark, where he was a very depressed, lonely child, and it worked really well for that movie. Now, I know what you guys are gonna say. Obviously, he's like, you know, can only act one certain way, but the way that he did it in this movie showed that he did have acting potential and that he's good. However, he was badly cast, and I think maybe chosen for some of those roles that he had before in more indie movies that weren't so huge, and then with the script, they just went all wrong.
You know, to be fair to Hayden Christensen, I think a lot of that crappiness does fall on George Lucas because he made everyone.
Let's not try to build a wall.
Well, I'm
no,
not
Natalie
saying he's
Portman
great, but,
couldn't
but
even
Natalie
perform
Portman
in it.
Looked like crap. Some of those lines were just so bad that no one.
You're breaking my heart.
Oh, don't even. Oh my God.
Okay, maybe, but I hope all his part is them placing him on the stack of wood so they can burn him. That's the only part he needs to play.
Now I'm standing up for him as an actor because I have seen him something that I thought he was quite brilliant in, and this new movie that he's going to be in seems like definitely up his alley and very cool. But please don't come back to Star Wars. I hate you.
Claudia, why don't you order your pumpkin spice latte and defend Hayden Christensen on
I want a pumpkin spice frappuccino with a pumpkin scone. And yes, I did have that like a week ago, and it was lovely.
It sounds really good. And I'm just going to say it sounds basic.
It sounds wonderful. But my problem is that he has so much baggage attached to him.
Yeah.
And I don't want to mess with my experience.
Oh, yeah, no. Don't. No, that's what I'm saying. When it comes to Star Wars,
I just want
to
forget those
movies. Go die in a hole. We don't want you back.
People ask me about Star Wars.
Whether it's his fault or not, I don't want to see him.
I agree.
This is why when people ask me about Star Wars, I say, you know what? I'm going to judge it when I see it. And then they're like, but it looks amazing. I'm like, yeah, a lot of things look amazing. And Star Wars is definitely one of those things.
Episode 1 trailer looked awesome.
Star Wars flies like an old clunky X-Wing. It's just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Dagobah swamp or fucking hero of Yavin 4, you know, you never know. But I feel like a lot of the times Star Wars being the first three are so great that anything you make Star Wars, because I'm fucking excited for Battlefront, but I don't know, it could be a shitty game.
It's not.
Anything you put Star Wars in is like that whole feeling of I can do anything that I set my mind to. Like, that's kind of what you get when you watch Star Wars, because it's so fucking ridiculous that it's fun.
It changes your life every time you watch it.
Someone made a movie like that. Like, come on. In a time when that shit wasn't even popular.
I learned that if I end up overeating, I can tie people to chains to me. That's what I learned from Star Wars. I mean, because I have to watch myself constantly. But if I let myself go like real good, I'm just gonna start chaining people up.
I mean, you get chicks.
Well, I don't exactly want chicks, but
I can do that. But then they call it kidnapping.
That's a crime or something.
You're not big. Okay, so I mean, whatever.
I'm with you.
I'm hoping it's just a rumor.
When it comes to Star Wars, die in a fire. When it comes to acting, I actually have enjoyed him in a couple things.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll see.
Whatever. Anyway, so let's move on, please.
You.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. Oh, the right game. Okay, so I'm just going to talk a little bit about a game that I love. We're doing the game part of the right game this time around. But I brought in, this is going to be a regular article that I'm going to write called The Dust Off. So digging into your closet or cabinet and finding games that you forgot about, but realizing that you can love them again.
Mm-hmm.
And this treat, which I forced my podcast host, fellow podcast host members to play.
You didn't force us. We wanted to play it.
That's true. That's true. That,
but you forced us to keep looking for the damn
I know,
key.
I showed him how to play it incorrectly.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
But this is a game that came out in 1981, and it's called Dark Tower. And it is probably the most rudimentary of computer RPGs ever. And believe me, this is previous to playing any type of... This is not World of Warcraft or...
It's nowhere near World of Warcraft. It's nowhere.
But
it is. It is one step above Battleship.
Okay.
It even has the pegs to prove it.
It does. It's better.
Which I was confused at how to read because I was like, "How the fuck do you do manual shit?"
Well, the game itself, and we'll be posting this online, but it's a tabletop game that has this electronic tower in the center of it.
Yeah, we'll post it once. Can we play through it properly, though? Because seriously, we just really need to find the key.
I think we'll re-record some actual footage of not you guys staring blankly at this thing and then not actually doing anything. the game itself came out in 1981, and it's become sort of a classic because there's so few of them in existence because there was a lawsuit involved with a couple of game developers who... claim to have come up with the idea, and they won the lawsuit, and no more Dark Tower. But I loved it so much because it was, for its time period, it was an RPG. You know, you played as an adventurer, and it has a very simple story, if you can call it a story at all. But you play a character, and you come from a kingdom, and there's a scepter that it's been stolen, and it's been locked in the Dark Tower, and you move around this board electronically. And I have some sounds from this game because this is crazy. Because the tower of the game, the electronic tower, breaks all the time, and there's so few in existence. A phone app came out so you can play the tower on your phone.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
It's pretty sweet.
You tell how many players there are, and it plays the game, and it's essentially so. it does all the sounds from it. You can literally use it as the electronic tower if you happen to be missing it and you only have the board, or the tower you have is broken. I do have a working one.
Yes,
so.
You have a very well put, like, or well taken care of one. And I think that we were enjoying the game. It was just that we couldn't find the next thing because we kept going. I mean, we played for at least an hour.
An hour, yeah.
Having
yeah.
not found anything.
Right.
So I don't think that any of us were, like, not having at least interested in what was happening.
We were getting emotional with fucking up playing again. Like, we're getting kind of pissed.
Yeah, you move around this board and it has this little, like, rotating screen that shows you. I mean, it calculates how many warriors you have. So you move and you go into battle, and they have these monsters called brigands, and they attack you, and you'll see you'll lose some warriors, and then you'll win the battle, and the wheel spins electronically, and it gives you gold. Calculate how much gold you have, and you can go to a bazaar and shop for items like a sword.
The bazaar all the time.
And yep.
Oh yeah, they shut the bazaar on you.
And a dragon could show up and hit you, or you can be struck by plague. It's a very simple electronic game, but the storyline is like you go around, you collect three keys, and then once you got three keys, you can storm the Dark Tower from the other players. And if you win the Dark Tower, you retrieve the scepter and you win, and you've defeated your fellow players.
It was fun. I liked it a lot.
It was fun. I would like to play it having actually been able to find the key, but because I'm telling you, we played for so long with no actual action item occurring.
That's true.
So I don't think we were bored.
No, we had a good time.
But we should be drinking more when we play.
I think so, that too.
Yeah, because then we could, you know, role play it out a little bit more.
Well, I mean, when I'm playing it again, you know, I had to think about, like, why was I so fascinated by this game? It's literally the first game I ever played all night long with a group of friends.
I mean,
it's like a sleepover. We're like little kids.
Because it's kind of competitive, but
it's
at the same time,
yeah.
It's co-op. Like, I don't know. It's weird. It's like one
yeah,
of those.
You gain gear and you get more powerful and in a very limited way.
Yeah, it's limited, but it still gave you options because you could curse somebody and you could decide which one it was going to be.
Yep, you can curse other players. Yeah.
You could use some of the gifts you got, such as like a Pegasus or something, in a way that really kind of could propel
Change
you forward.
Yep.
So it was, it isn't like an open RPG imagination world,
right.
But it definitely gave you options to be strategic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and again, it's like, I think about like how, you know, they have these, I mean, it's so simple, right? It's just like, it's a tower and you've got to get in the tower to kill the bad guy, to get the scepter. And there's so little information, so the imagination is just left wide open. It's not. I mean, I'm playing my way through Dragon Age, about a year late, the Inquisition, and there's like it's you're inundated by. They give you every freaking detail.
That's true.
Every you pick up a piece of scrap of paper on the ground, and it's like.
You haven't
10
played The
pages.
Witcher yet, dude.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was watching Milo play The Witcher, and I feel like it's like the same thing. Well, plus, this chick is totally showing tit the entire time.
Oh, yeah, that's The Witcher.
Yeah, I did her. It was awesome.
Yeah, you can do people.
Like, eventually, I did everything she wanted me to do. Like, I did all this whole quest line. I was like, I better get some poon after this, because this is fucking ridiculous. And
spoken like a true man.
And I'm like,
you get
dude,
no poon in
I had
dark.
To fight. Okay.
You get none.
I had the plague. On your dick.
You get the plague on your dick unless you
Listen,
can fuck a Pegasus.
I helped her get a magic lamp that lets her see dead people. I went to the fucking island she wanted to go see dead people at.
Where's her girlfriend?
I had to fight a pestilence maiden demon thing that apparently it gets upset with lamps. Like, it was ridiculous. And she's all like, oh, I knew that was there, but I just, you know, I need someone to do it because my head hurts when I go there because I'm magical. And I'm all like, dude, harpoon right now. And I did it like medieval style.
What's medieval style?
She made some mice into horses and we rode off into the fucking forest and we had in the forest.
Wait, I don't know. Okay, how does what is the thing? Like what is the choices for when that moment occurs in this game?
Oh, it said I'm a witcher, not a gigolo, or you don't have to ask me twice. You don't have to ask me twice. Because I'm like, dude, seriously, like, I killed a bunch of demons. I got to reward myself a little
bit. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, the...
And titties.
In literature, they talk about... reader response criticism, they talk about, like, why we like stories and why we keep going forward in stories. And, I mean, it gets a little bit complex when you start talking about, like, linguistics and language. But the whole idea is you're fed a certain amount of information... And as human beings, we continue it. So we're like you read a word, and you want to go to the end of the sentence. And so we're always anticipating. Good stories leave openings, like so we can. It's like we get to write the story along with, you know, whoever is writing the story themselves. So yeah. I like it when there's some mystery, you know, that I can sort of fill. And maybe as a kid, you know, playing something like Dark Tower, I probably really was intrigued by the fact that, you know, you just sort of make up your own characters as you go along. It's not by any stretch of imagination. It doesn't give you any information, really.
That's true.
It's very basic.
Well, it just means that you get a lot to play with.
Yeah. So
if you're an imaginative kid,
yes. So watch. I'll put up an article on hopefully tinytable3.com.
Yay! That was exciting.
Yes, our new website. So we should have articles from all three of us.
Yes.
Coming up.
Yep.
Shortly. But my first one, I definitely will have a dust off article. So my first dust off is going to be The Dark Tower. And you're going to laugh at me.
Nice.
For loving this game so much as a kid. I'm so glad that I still have that thing lying around.
It's very cool. It was cool when I like saw an article done by my company that was like 10 rarest
you sent
articles,
that to me.
And I was like, no way, because we had talked about it before. So
it
was cool.
There it is, The Dark Tower. Yeah.
Yep. Awesome sauce.
Cool. So we're not doing a nerd mixtape. So let's get on to mediocre advice.
Thought we were talking about
mediocre advice from a decent human being.
Woo-hoo.
So here
oh
is.
Oh my god, this so is going to be fun.
And also, just so that everybody knows, this is the
Milo's getting ready for this one.
This is the article that I will be doing as well. It will be the column that I'll be doing. So I'll be probably taking from some of the things that we've talked about in the past and expanding on them, or some things that we currently do, just so that you have somewhere where you can, you know, go back and reference me when you're trying to live your life, because I know that I'm so profoundly needed in your life at this
moment.
I've
always thought, Where can I go?
Yeah.
To make sure that I really understood her advice.
And make sure
it'll be tinytable3.com.
My life is a complete mess. Where can I go? Tiny Table 3.
Yep.
That's life crappy. D3 make you happy.
D3 make you happy.
By the way, thanks Fari for the awesome like fan art comic strip.
That was pretty awesome.
That was cool.
Yes, yeah, we need more of that.
Yeah, that was cool to get. I was really excited to see
Hulk
that.
Hulk sad.
Then he's got his big old smile. That was rad. Thanks Fari.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so your mediocre advice today is, so this is coming from something that happened to me this week. So I went and I bought this dress that is a fitted dress, but it is long sleeve, it is dark colors, and it is only fitted, not super short, just fitted. I'm not saying like tight. Yeah, it's not tight.
Not point like toit. A toiga.
I mean, you saw me wearing the dress. You didn't
well,
like.
I
there
don't
was
look
no,
at you. You're
no,
my...
I know, but like it wasn't. There
but
was no
that
like.
Wasn't weird.
It wasn't weird. There was no weirdness about the dress. So I went to the gas station and I was pumping gas before I left to go back to LA from an Orange County area that I was at, and so I'm pumping gas and I have these reflective glasses on so they can't see my eyes, but I look in the reflection of my car window and I notice these two guys leaning on their car with their arms crossed, like just straight up leaning on their car, not talking to each other, just wow. burning holes through my butt, like, and I could feel it. You know how when you feel like somebody's watching you?
Your butt gets hot.
Yeah.
You can feel it warming up.
Somebody's watching me.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I could, I felt it. That's why I looked in the reflection. Like, I felt the silence behind me, and I was like, and then I'm sitting there just thinking in my head, like, you know, it's not like they worry me or anything, but I'm just sitting there going, like, come on, guys. The level of subtlety is just pathetic right now.
You mean that doesn't work?
So that's what I wanted to, that's what I kind of wanted to, like, do as the advice was more like, there's a level of subtlety that I think that you need to exercise. It is, so I was talking with Jimmy about this, and he said, you know, men, they want to appreciate things. And so if what is so bad about somebody just appreciating something? And I was just like, there's nothing wrong with the fact that we all notice people that we find attractive and things like that. But peripherals and class, man, like, don't straight up lean on your fucking car and burn holes through my butt cheeks. Like, I don't understand. Plus, I wasn't, and this is the thing that I know that Milo's going to bring up. I wasn't asking for it. I was wearing something that was just a regular dress, whoa, and maybe I didn't have a giant burlap sack on, but I was not asking for it. And I don't appreciate that people will say that women are asking for it just because women want to dress nicely.
I think you're putting a lot of words in my mouth by me saying people are asking for it. That's not what I was saying at all. But continue.
Anyways,
before
so
I put
here's,
my two cents in
so
on
here's,
that one,
so here's
that was
my,
fucked up.
And then it started getting me to, then we started chatting a little bit about catcalling and everything. So basically, all I'm trying to say is, guys, it doesn't work. When in the history of life has a catcall made a girl walk up to you and say, oh yeah, you and me, drop your pants, I'm about to suck your D. Like, and yeah, I made that rhyme. That's pretty awesome. But
bravo.
I didn't mean to, but that was great. But I want to do a social experiment where the next time somebody catcalls me, I think I'm going to approach them and be like, yeah, like, let's do this. Because I don't think in the history of life has that ever worked.
No, well, if it did, you sure to hell wouldn't want to be with the person that it worked
right
with.
And neither does staring intently. Like, where does that get you? It's not like you can jerk off in the middle of public. What does staring intently get, like, what does that do for you? So I guess my advice is a little bit shitty because all I'm telling you is don't do it. Be a little bit classier about it. Because there's a difference between a slight admiration that could turn into something because maybe you find a way to engage with, you know, the woman and just kind of like say hello and you've noticed these features about her. And that's okay if you liked her ass. That's fine. But it was it's just the subtlety, I guess, is my advice to you.
Look at that Honda inside. Damn.
That would be really funny, actually. If they were just checking out my car, that would be amazing. Okay. I'm full of myself, and I should just, like,
here's what I have
fuck
to say.
Me, right?
Here's
fuck me.
Here's what I have to say about asking for it, because I think that's a big loaded sentence that you can't just say. I'm saying, like, when girls dress in a way to go out or whatever, and they complain about guys looking, like, staring. At that point, no one's really crossed the line, and I think the complaint is bullshit because you dressed up to go out so that guys would look at you a lot of the time.
Looking doesn't bother. Yeah, you're right. If you're dressing a certain way, you want attention. There's no problem with looking.
So, there's that. Now, crossing the line and, like, inappropriate touching or anything like that, yeah, you've crossed the fucking line at that point. I'm not saying anybody asked for that. All I'm saying is that when girls are all like, why do guys always got to be creeping? And I'm like, what do you classify as creeping? Because a lot of times girls staring classifies as creeping, which it can kind of be creeping. But, I mean, dudes don't have a lot of ways to, like, it's hard because, like, for me,
your brain is in your pants.
Even,
is that what you're telling me?
No, sometimes, like, you don't even realize you're staring as a dude. Like, sometimes you're just like, dang. And you've realized that, oh, shit, I've kept, like, eye contact way too fucking long. So sometimes that happens. And I've never been, like, I've never gone up to a girl and been like, I see you saw me staring at you. From, like, after that, I'm like, nah, I'm fucking done. That's over. And so the guys don't really Like, they don't.
So is there an end game?
We are a bit clueless. I mean, that's pretty.
But is true. is there an end game? Have you guys ever catcalled a girl?
No. I mean,
Catcalling
is different. Catcalling, I don't think there's an excuse for that, because regardless of whether it's a man or woman, nobody likes to be yelled at randomly for any
Why do you think that is?
Catcalling is just fucking stupid.
It's predominantly done by males. So why do you think that is like a normal practice?
Because they don't know how to talk to girls in a normal setting. So catcalling is the only way they can do it.
What about in a group setting, though? Because normally they, like, for the most part, they will be around other guys. What
that's
role
an alpha
does that
male
play
kind
in?
Of thing.
But they're all doing it.
Yeah, they're trying to see who's the best one at it.
It's a power thing.
Yeah,
it's demeaning. It's kind of like
when you get together with your dude friends and you talk about hot girls and you just say shit. It's in the privacy of the dude circle.
That's fine though. You're in the privacy
but,
of your dude
like,
circle.
That's what I'm saying though. The catcalling is just that kind of conversation exited the dude circle.
But it's also like. I think in most cases it's just immaturity and it's kind of fun and laugh at type of thing. But it makes people uncomfortable. So
it makes people uncomfortable, and I think that it would go both ways. You know, there's a level at which you're kind of flattered and you're also kind of like, cool, like, I'm not the most hideous person in the world. That's great. But there is a level at which if the subtlety goes away, it's no longer cool. It is like,
right.
This is just creepy.
I agree.
Yeah, I think if you're doing that like beyond like age, you know, 18, then
these guys were way over 18.
That's just weird.
No, the looking is just something all dudes do at every age. It doesn't.
That's
it's
true.
Fine to
yeah,
look.
Dudes look. Dudes always look.
Girls look too. It's okay. Totally fine.
Yeah, but
to
guys
look.
Are less subtle about.
But nobody
it,
catcalled you, did they?
What?
They didn't catcall you
in that particular moment. No.
Okay, that's what I was talking. I was talking about that moment. They didn't catcall.
Well, they might as well have been. They were doing the whole like uncomfortable stare thing.
I guess, yeah.
They were leaned up against their car with their arms crossed and stopped talking
okay.
and were
so
just staring.
I don't do that kind of shit. And if I notice, I find myself staring too long, I'm like, well, I'm never going to talk to that girl because I already fucking made it weird. Like, I understand that. But there's also, this is the only thing that I want to say in part to your advice is if girls don't. If girls want to help break that culture, guys obviously don't fucking do it. But I'm saying, like, if girls want to help break that culture, when a guy comes up to you in a normal setting and goes, hey, can I get your number or can I buy you a beer? And you fucking act disgusted, because trust me, it fucking happens. That does not help the situation, because then the dude's like, fuck, I'm never doing this again. Time to stare.
I think that that's about...
Recreated.
I think that that's a valid argument. I think that there is a way to not be interested and be polite and be kind. And I think that that's a very valid thing. Yes, we should be a lot nicer and consider that person has feelings. And they're not a creeper for looking and admiring and wanting to go up to you, and chat. That's not what I'm saying.
It is absolutely true that guys, I mean, I understand that it is not comfortable to be put in that position. But guys are in the position to always put themselves out there because it ain't coming to us. I mean, it's always suspicious. It's our responsibility, you know, at least culturally, to be the chaser. So like... You know, if you don't, you're never going to date anybody because that's.
I get that. I get that because we have it culturally. You're not getting approached
right.
the way
you,
that
and
it,
you do
if it
get,
was
and
different.
You do catch hell. And like Milan was saying, some women use it to knock you down a peg when you put yourself out there. So, just on the flip side of it.
When dudes are chased, like, it raises a lot of red flags for us. Like, why is she chasing me? I'm just saying that's another problem that dudes probably should get over.
I think both
walls need to be broken
down. In order
down.
To break that culture, it needs to be worked on from both sides.
It's a big maturity thing, though, too. Yeah. I think at a certain stage,
but you're right, though.
Someone's doing that, and they're like in their 20s or 30s. That's just freaking, scary.
It's scary. It's scary. It's creepy. This is why I don't fill my gas tank up at night. That's my other advice. Never fill your gas tank up at night. Like, it's creepy. And I was just sitting there going, like, wow, I'm, like, standing here in this... It was a full gas station, too, like, where I had to, like, back my car into a spot because there wasn't one just readily available for me. And so there's a lot of people around, and I still feel unsafe and uncomfortable. And I'm just saying, like, that won't get you anywhere. It's just, it's never going to. And if it does, like, that girl's probably going to bite your dick off. Like, there's something up there.
Well, count me in.
If her name ain't Lorena Bobbitt. If you don't know that reference, look it up. It's not a comfortable story at all.
So basically, yes. Terrible. Just, you know, I get that.
Back
I
to
get
the 90s.
I get the admiring, and that's fine. But limit your stares. Use your peripherals. Really strengthen them. You know, like,
my peripherals are terrible because my glasses don't reach all the way to my peripherals, and it's very blurry. So, well, I have to turn. I'm sorry. I wear
glasses.
It's
fine if you turn, but you have to skim. You have to, like, scan.
Oh, I scan. Luckily, I hang out with enough girls that I've learned the art of scanning.
Yeah,
although the art
scan.
Of talking to, not very good.
We'll talk about that next week, then.
Okay, so that was great. That's really great. I mean, we're right on time. So, wow, God. So what do we got? We do have some stuff coming up next week. You guys got anything planned or anything of interest coming?
Halloween Horror Nights.
We are going to Halloween Horror Nights.
Universal Studios.
Oh, that's right. You guys are doing an early one, huh? You got early Halloween for you guys.
Yep.
I'm actually working on a charity event this weekend for Extra Life. I don't know if you guys have heard of Extra Life, but it's a it's a gaming charity event, actually.
Awesome. Extra Life.
It's called Extra Life. Okay. You can find it on extralife.org. And it raises money for the Children's Miracle Hospital Network or Network of Hospitals. So the one that I'm working on is actually raising money for the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it's all about gaming and having people donate while you game, which is really big in the Twitch community, which will be big in the Twitch community this year. It already has been in previous years.
That's awesome.
But so most people on November 7th do a 24-hour live stream where they play games for 24 hours and try to raise money from their viewers.
We're
and
totally
everything.
Doing that.
But the one that I'm doing is actually because Extra Life has also found that there's a lot of gamers that aren't just video gamers.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who really love tabletop RPG type games that are part of this community and want to raise money for this organization. So this weekend is Tabletop Appreciation Weekend for Extra Life.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm working on a campaign that will be playing tabletop. It's not going to be for a 24-hour stream. It'll be a 12-hour stream, but it will be on Saturday. So if you want to look that up, it's going to be on twitch.tv/geekandsundry. But it's coupled with Nerdist, actually, and we're all trying to raise money to...
Cool.
That's perfect, because we're playing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to find out how to donate and stuff, you can just check out either Extra Life or any organization that's around gaming, Geek & Sundry, Nerdist, Dungeons & Dragons, Hasbro. Like, a lot of people are involved.
That's awesome.
And Twitch TV will probably be doing stuff all, if you look at their homepage, like, all throughout the month.
That's cool.
That's very,
so that's what I have going on.
That's fantastic.
Man, my life just got less cool. Halloween Horror Night. That's it, man. I got nothing.
That's all you got?
Oh, no, I'm going to that songwriters thing. What's Saturday?
You're totally not. You're gaming with me.
Well, yeah, I'm doing that.
Doing tabletop gaming on Saturday.
That's it.
So. Well, no, I mean, well, the Martian is coming out on Friday. So I plan on checking that out. But I definitely want to see The Martian, and if someone wants to write a review for that, because I'm writing other stuff, I'm going to try to find somebody to pick
I'll
up that
I'll see if I can go see it egg. And write a better review than you'd ever
Oh,
write.
I knew you were going to do that. And there was something else coming out also. Maybe it's not quite yet. I know Crimson Peak, Guillermo del Toro,
oh,
but I think it's another
gosh,
week out.
So
though.
Excited for Crimson Peak.
So, but I
can't watch a horror movie.
What?
I shit my pants.
I normally can't, but I might get
Scary
to see it for free, so I'm like in, and it's Guillermo del Toro.
Scary movies just, dude, they make me feel so uncomfortable. They make me feel like my buttocks is being stared at a gasoline station.
like an alien put a probe up your butt?
Yeah.
Just tying it all back
to
in,
talk to me.
And it's all up your asshole.
It's like you put a gerbil up there.
Nice.
It's pleasurable, yeah.
It's a probe made out of gerbils.
Yeah. We've solved the
They're
mystery.
All like,
well, you're all like, I'm not sure if I like this. It feels wrong.
But it also feels kind of right.
It also feels so right.
Gross.
Well, with that.
Have a good weekend. Keep the gerbils out your butt.
Have a great week, everybody. And if you get a chance to check out tinytable3.com on October 3rd, we'll have our first articles up by Saturday.
Yay!
Won't be complete yet, but we're getting it started. Woo. And don't put any gerbils up your butt.
Keep things exit only. Exit. Unless
you're out of that.
Yeah.
In that case, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Bye. But no means no if you are not into
no,
it.
No, yeah, no, even if you're even if you happen to be an undocumented space traveler.
Yes.
No still no means no.
No means no.
No. I'm sure they'll give it to you. Haven't read many I didn't need to. That was awesome.
Bye, everybody.
Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Never read a book from front to back of page to page. Front to back, page to page. Front to back. Never read a many, not a single one. It's